The Fijian military regime's promise to lift oppressive laws has been met with scepticism by a fugitive military commander who was once a senior figure in the regime. Fiji's military ruler and interim Prime Minister Commodore Frank Bainimarama says that public emergency regulations will be lifted at the end of this week, but a former military commander who fled Fiji last May says the announcement is just window dressing and it will make no real difference to the people of Fiji. Simon Lauder reports.
When Fiji's appeal court ruled that Commodore Frank Bainimarama's coup was illegal in 2009, the military leader and self-appointed prime minister repealed Fiji's constitution and imposed emergency regulations heavily censoring the media and banning public gatherings. Now Frank Bainimarama says those laws will be lifted so Fijians can participate in constitutional reform and prepare for elections in 2014. Lieutenant Colonel Tavita Mara was a senior figure in the regime until he was accused of plotting to overthrow it and then fled Fiji last year. He says lifting emergency regulations won't make any real difference because the regime has introduced new rules which have the same effect as the emergency laws.
Freedom to the people means the army being recalled back to barracks and Bainimarama giving leadership over to a civilian government. That is when you will have freedom in Fiji.
Isn't it at least the removal of one layer of power? Isn't it a step in the right direction?
It doesn't mean that they've removed the controls that they have in place. There are still people in place. There are still police, there are still military people in place monitoring things. I was just talking to the people back home today, this morning. They said, no, it doesn't mean anything at all. People are still being taken in, still being charged for sedition, for saying things against government. What he's trying to do, which is part of the plan that was had before, is to put all the leaders of all the political parties, charge them with, trumped up charges, and time for election comes, it's only him and Kayum was left there to run for government. There's no one else left because they've charged all the leaders of all the political parties in Fiji.
74-year-old former MP and vocal critic of the regime, Mary Samisoni, is among four people who, according to Fiji's Ministry of Information, will appear at the Suva Magistrates Court this morning, charged with conspiring to use violence to overthrow the government. Jone Mbaladroka Droka was the commander of Fiji's land forces and Frank Bainimarama's second in command until he was accused of trying to stage a mutiny and then defected to Australia.
I think a lot of people are sceptical as to what were the motives behind Mary's being detained and charged now. What are the real intentions of this lifting of the PR? Is it to allow political life and dialogue or is it really to sort of entrench their dictatorial rule?
Fiji's former land forces commander, Jone Mbale Ndroko Ndroko, ending that report from Simon Lauder.